This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 22, our suffering Savior. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 5. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and, once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Jesus' life on earth was not easy, to put it mildly. He didn't have a home. Some people wanted him to be a king, others rejected him as a heretic. One friend betrayed him, another denied him. All his followers abandoned him, and he was publicly crucified as a criminal. What's more, as he died for our sake, he took upon himself the punishment for all our sin. Jesus understands our suffering. We read that Jesus prayed passionately with fervent cries and tears, which is something many of us have done when facing difficult circumstances. We've pleaded with God to heal our disease, to save our job, to bring our children to faith, to rescue us from imminent danger, to extend a loved one's life. How did Jesus pray in his time of need? With reverence and humble submission. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Mark 14, verse 36. Our suffering Savior, who had the divine power to remove himself from the cross, chose to die so that we would have eternal salvation. God answered his prayers by raising Jesus from the dead. His submission translated into our victory. When we kneel before God with cries and tears, he listens because of the perfect obedience and sacrifice of Jesus for our sake. And we can echo Jesus' prayer to the Father, "Not what I will, but what you will." Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you. Help us to submit our will to your perfect will. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.